Love on the left side, feeds back to Hill. Hill steps into a three. He knocks it down. George Hill has 11 first quarter points. Tatum fed a wheel to the corner to Rozier. Gets it there. Rozier now to the foul line down the lane. Blocked by Thompson. Oh, Tristan tacked him down and made the rejection. Love right side, fakes a three, fires a three, nails it. Nance with the follow, puts it up and puts it in. He gets fouled by Baines. What a play there by Junior in traffic.
Welcome to Cavs HQ. Thank you for joining us on the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now, here are your hosts, John Michael and Joe Gabriel.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Cavs HQ alongside Cavs.com beat reporter Joe Gabriel. I'm merely John Michael. Great to have you aboard on this Sunday night. Joseph?
I'm going to call you Juan Miguel, just for our buddy who is not here.
Yeah, Rafa Hernandez Brito off.
Who knows where he ever is.
He's off talking about himself somewhere, proud of whatever he's doing. And telling everybody about it. But thank you, Joe, for joining us here this evening. A lot going on during the offseason, obviously with the Cavaliers, but let's focus a little more tonight on some other moves around the NBA. We're going to get to those. Carmelo Anthony to Houston just last week, Dwight Howard to Washington. A lot of interesting moves in free agency, an interesting non-move in free agency. Paul George, of course, opting to stay in Oklahoma City, and suddenly people are a bit hotter on their chances in the Western Conference this year. Anything you've seen during the offseason in terms of player movement or trends that you're seeing as we move forward, as we're only about, 6 weeks away to the start of the preseason for the Cavaliers?
Yeah, I mean, the first one, let's just start right with what you talked about, Oklahoma City, Paul George, and that everyone, of course.
Surprised?
Yes and no, because, and people who have gone to Oklahoma City, who have been to the arena, and as boring as the city can be, the arena, the organization, the way they do things right. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm surprised, he didn't go for the bright lights of L.A., especially because he's from there. But, these guys in the offseason can go anywhere they want to go.
Right.
They can go to any island. They can go to any tropical location. They want to be, for those 6 or 7 or 8 months, in a place that treats them well, where they can win, where they can do things right, where they do basketball the right way, and that's what they do in Oklahoma City. And there's something kind of cool about, we're not going to all team up on the same team and be a super team. We're going to be who we are. In Oklahoma City, every year I have a team crush. They're one of my team crushes every year.
And that seems to be the calculus. Like, just give me a team that can win. Mm-hmm. Surround us with a good spot.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. And apparently the friendship that he forged with Russell Westbrook, and a lot of people seeing Russ on the outside would say, what do you mean? Friendship with Russell Westbrook,
right,
of all people.
Right.
But that, apparently carried the day. And, now it's a team that's looking pretty good, despite losing Kevin Durant a couple of seasons ago.
And James Harden.
Yeah.
I mean, again, you lost two MVPs.
Yeah, now that.
And are still not only treading water, you're still competitive atop the division, or atop the conference. So it's really a modern marvel of pro sports.
James Harden, to me, is a little bit different. Do you remember what they did, though, organizationally? They basically had to make a choice. They were paying Westbrook. Mm-hmm. They were paying Durant. They had to make a choice whether to pay Harden or Serge Ibaka. And they selected Serge Ibaka.
Ooh, that one's going to leave a mark.
I mean, you could only basically pay three. How it works in the NBA.
And Serge Ibaka back then looked like a very key piece to that team. So
he was starting. Harden was coming off the bench.
Yeah. So
some said, James Harden's fine as a sixth man. Can he run his own team?
Yeah.
And
did
I think,
pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people think they, as six men, they can come on and play against the starters and be as productive, and a lot aren't. And I think Harden deserves a lot of credit for what he's done. Rockets, another interesting team as they pick up Carmelo Anthony. They lose some wing guys. Bamute gone. Ariza gone.
Yeah.
And some people think, those were, big pieces of what you did defensively. We don't see a lot of, we see all the highlights and the threes and the Paul and the Harden. You don't see a ton of that in the highlight packages, but that's a big reason why Houston last season won 65 games during the regular year.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, the two guys you mentioned, Ariza and Mahmute, these guys are, they're cogs, I guess you
glue
would
guys,
say.
Wouldn't you
but
say?
They're glue guys.
Yeah,
I mean, they allow the other guys to do what they do, Harden and Capella and those
like
guys.
Tristan Thompson in 2016,
exactly.
Same idea.
These guys are, blue-collar guys that get this done. 3-and-D guys, very valuable guys. Carmelo,
You don't like that one.
He doesn't win.
That seems to be the majority of opinion.
Yeah,
right now.
He doesn't win. He's a ball stopper. I don't know how that meshes with Houston's system. I don't know if it stops the ball. I don't know if Chris Paul can, flourish with Carmelo there. He just doesn't win.
This is a conversation that runs at a lot of different levels. Okay, is Carmelo going to accept coming off the bench? Is Mike D'Antoni going to make him come off the bench? Can Mike D'Antoni and Carmelo Anthony, who supposedly previously didn't get along all that well in New York, can that exist again? Now, they've both diffused that, and D'Antoni said we traded away half our team. How are we supposed to, continue to do what we did? And there wasn't as much friction as was reported, but there are a lot of different levels of this. How are they going to use Carmelo? Will he start? Will he not? And how's it going to play out with head coach Mike D'Antoni?
I think the big question is, in what way does he make you better?
The Carmelo supporters would say the guy can still score. The guy is still an elite scorer. Yes, he's not terrific defensively, but the Carmelo supporters will say you got another gun. You have another person that you have to pay attention to, along with Harden, along with Paul, along with Capella, who can beat you at the rim if necessary.
Yeah, and all these things are true, but is scoring or lack of scoring what kept them out of the finals last year, or what kept them from making the next step? I don't know, but it doesn't seem like it. Again, it just doesn't seem like wherever Carmelo goes, he only adds scoring.
But one could argue, remember Harden went cold in the playoffs last year, cold, and if you had another guy in there who could fill it up, and again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm not saying I'm agreeing or disagreeing with the move. I'm saying that that's what and it's not much of a risk. Atlanta's paying some $20 million of his contract. Houston's only paying a couple million.
Yeah, so you're right, low risk. I think more importantly than the addition, as we said, more importantly than the addition of Carmelo is the loss of those two wing guys. Mm-hmm. That's going to hurt them.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah. So as far as free agent moves go in the West, I think Houston may have even taken a small step backwards.
Well, that's interesting. It segues into something we're going to do later in the show. The Las Vegas sports books have come out with their over/under totals.
You know, I love that.
I know. And Adam Silver, obviously in support of this, is the NBA trending in that direction. Westgate Sportsbook in Las Vegas. That's what we're going to be following here today as we talk about some of these. They agree with you that the Rockets are fixing to fall. The Rockets last season won 65 games. This year, the over/under, according to Westgate Sportsbook in Vegas, 54.5.
Wow, that's a big drop.
Over a 10-game drop.
That's a big drop. And I think half of those games are because of who they lost. And I think the other half might be just how good the conference has gotten and continues to get. I mean, it's really improving every year, and that's going to cut into Houston.
I think they also saw a Warrior team that won 60-plus games, repeatedly. Yeah. Last year they dropped off to 58 during the regular season, but apparently realizing that you don't need to try to chase records during the regular season.
Right.
I think they think back to 2016 in Game 7, where they might have ran out of gas right at the three-minute mark of the fourth quarter in Game 7, where they didn't score the rest of the way, allowing Kyrie Irving to score and set the table for the championship.
I vaguely remember that moment.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that. Well, here's another thing, and we've dealt with this for 3 years,
we
4 years.
We
the Cavs, in that, when you win a ton of games in the regular season and then you don't win the championship, only one team wins their last game, as, we've heard a million times. It's hard to get yourself back up to go through another 82-game schedule because, again, you're thinking, well, let's just get to the playoffs, and that's where we do our work. This is a difficult thing to have to, an expression that we've heard a lot with us is the hunter and the hunted. What is Houston going to be this year? The hunted or the hunter? And how teams react to being in one of those two roles is important. And it's hard to keep that edge for 82 games. Can they keep it? They don't seem like a team that can.
That's a great question. I think they're still the hunted, but clearly they're trying to still hunt down the Warriors.
Right.
But
I think they're in a weird spot.
But when you go into Houston, it's a big game.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going under the radar, flying under the radar against anybody.
And that's a really, really tough place to play.
Yeah, we know.
Very tough place
to play. Well, right. And again, as a Cavalier, employee, we know that.
Yeah.
What that's been like to get somebody's best game each and every night.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if it's Atlanta or
exactly
whomever.
And then that's not an easy thing. I mean, as far as the win totals, you know, again, you have to get it up every night. Teams are coming for you every night. You are the Super Bowl every single night. And do you have the mentality for that? I don't know if they do. I don't know if they do.
We are going to step away for a quick moment. When we come back, to me, one of the most intriguing teams in the East this season is going to be the Toronto Raptors. I mean, when we consider what's happened over the last three seasons, the monumental move, the monumental risk that they've taken. We're going to talk about that straight ahead right here on Cavs HQ.
It's time for some basketball. At the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Suspect a natural gas leak? Dominion Energy Ohio reminds you, first, move your feet, then call when you're down the street. To help you smell a gas leak, a familiar odor like rotten eggs is added to natural gas. Or you might see blowing dirt or bubbling water. A leaking pipeline might also make a hissing sound that you can hear. Call the Ohio Utilities Protection Service by dialing 811 at least 2 working days before digging on your property. And if you suspect a gas leak, call Dominion Energy Ohio. Visit DominionEnergy.com, keyword natural gas safety.
My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
Since 1909, Nichols Bakery has been providing fresh, delicious, quality baked goods to Ohio families. From breads, buns, to sweet goods, Nichols Bakery has just what you need to get ready for the game or any meal. Stop by your nearest Discount Drug Mart and pick up fresh Nichols breads, buns, and other Nichols Bakery products today. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround. You'll find everything.
Your lawn is where life happens, and Cub Cadet wants to help you make the most of it by offering exceptional financing on our lineup of residential zero-turn mowers. From the steering wheel control of the RZT SX zero-turn with zero learning curve to the unbeatable strength of the Lap Bar Control Z-Force LX mower, these mowers are sure to help you bring your lawn to life. Visit CubCadetDealers.com/Cavs to find your local independent dealer and take advantage of this exceptional offer. Cub Cadet, proud partner of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Offer subject to credit approval. Some restrictions apply. See store associate for details.
Here's Love now, left side of the lane, has his back into Siakam, takes two dribbles, goes to the paint, gets hung on to, somehow muscled it up, and muscled it in as Kevin Love has a chance for the three-point play. We welcome you back to Cavs HQ alongside Joe Gabriel. I am John Michael. Great to have you with us on this Sunday night. Other side of the break, Joe, we're talking about some of the moves during the offseason. One of maybe the most high-profile move was Kawhi Leonard. Certainly was the longest one that we've had to hear about for what?
A saga.
Yeah, saga is well said. We had to hear about it forever. Would San Antonio trade him? To whom would they trade him? And the answer was the Toronto Raptors, who decided to get rid of their leading scorer over the last couple of seasons in DeMar DeRozan. Didn't seem to sit well with anybody in terms of the players. DeMar wasn't happy. He said, I thought I was in the long-term plans of the team. Kawhi didn't, you know, reports were that Kawhi wasn't thrilled about coming to Toronto. Now, since then, you know, he's met with new head coach Nick Nurse, who said, oh, it went great, and we'll see what happens. But you want to talk about a gamble. Now, we've seen Paul George, how that worked out for Oklahoma City. Mm-hmm. People said Oklahoma City's crazy. You're only renting it for a season. You got to be kidding me. You're giving away two players, young talent, and Victor Oladipo and Domantas Sabonis, who we know have been fantastic. They were fantastic
last season. When a trade works out perfectly for both teams, it did.
It really did. I mean, we saw what Indiana could do in the first round, extending the Cavaliers to 7 games. But now Toronto takes the same risk and does so by getting rid of DeMar DeRozan. We've heard that they, you know, changes may be on the horizon the last couple of seasons. They're looking to make it happen. And this, to me, if Kawhi plays at the level that he was able to play as a Spur, suddenly these guys, who, by the way, had the best record, you know, in the Eastern Conference last season, might be right there again and might actually have a fighting chance in the playoffs considering the changes in the contours of the East this year.
Yeah, and you know, when we when the Cavaliers would play Toronto in the postseason, I don't want to say they were mentally weak, but
were the Cavs in their heads,
you'd have to say absolutely.
Considering what happened over the last two sweeps, the last two playoff matchups between these teams, you'd have to say yes.
Yeah, so I think we played them, I want to say 16 times in this era.
14.
You're right.
Six the first year, sweeps the last two.
It's 14. I can rarely remember both, you know, and their calling card was their guards, Lowry and DeRozan. I can almost never remember both of them having a good game at the same time in any of those playoff games. And I also remember quite a few games where DeRozan almost completely disappeared, including game four, where he spent most of his time on the bench. My point is, if Kawhi Leonard is healthy, what he brings to them is a mental toughness that they have not had. They're mentally, you know, maybe it's part of just being in Canada. I don't know.
Maybe it's part of playing against LeBron James every season.
A big thing, too. But, again, now you have a guy who's won, who's mentally tough, who has something to prove, who's playing for a contract next year. You have a different level of hunger on that team right now that you did not have. Toronto, and I know this is not true, but they seem content to be where they were. They kind of would win 60 games, meet us in the playoffs, you know, then that was the end. Now they see light at the end of the tunnel, possibly. It's a calculated risk, but a good one. I think it's a great risk. I don't know if it's going to turn out the same as Paul George because Toronto is...
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Is a pain.
Piggybacking on what you said, a couple of things. DeMar DeRozan in Game 3, that was the game when Dwayne Casey, coach of the year, now former head coach of the Raptors, going to coach the Pistons this next season, didn't play him the last 14 minutes of the ball game as Toronto made a run and almost won that game. Now, you said he disappeared in Game 4. He literally disappeared. Remember, he committed a flagrant 2 and got ejected.
Exactly.
And that was the end of his season. DeMar DeRozan, who was, you know, during the year, they said he expanded his three-point range, which he did. He was the classic mid-range jump shooter for years and years and years, did extend his range. You know how many he hit in that series against the Cavs? You want to take a guess? How many threes did he make?
I'd say 4.
None. Didn't make a single 3 in any of those 4 games. Yeah. The Cavs were able to neutralize him, and once again, the Raptors went away.
We'll be back with more Cavs HQ right here on the Elk and Elk Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network. Now let's get back to Cavs HQ. Once again, here are your hosts, John Michael and Joe G, right here on the Cleveland Cavaliers Radio Network.
My take on what the Raptors did was this, Joe. I don't know if I agree that they were content. All right. I mean, they won.
That might have been, yeah.
The first 2 years, they ran smack dab into the Cavs, did everything they could to try to slow down LeBron James, couldn't do it. That third year, last year, they had that bench, which to me was the difference. And they said that's all you heard coming from the front office, coming from the beat reporters and everything else. It's different this year. We have Van Vliet. We have Siakam. We have Poeltl. We can get you. We have Norman Powell. We have enough off that bench. We have, you know, former Cavalier and C.J. Miles.
Yep.
And they were playing those guys a ton, and they were moving the ball better, and those guards weren't as isolated as they were in Lowry and DeRozan. But you run into the playoffs when the bench is shortened, and that once again they ran smack dab into the Cavs. To me, this is the ultimate irony, okay? For 3 seasons, the Toronto Raptors try to put somebody in place to stop LeBron James. The first matchup with the Cavs, this is 3 seasons ago, Damari Carroll, okay?
Yeah.
Didn't work.
No.
2 seasons ago, they bring in P.J. Tucker.
Although it worked well enough to get Damari Carroll a nice, fat contract.
It did. And now he's a Brooklyn Net, and he's hanging out and enjoying himself in Brooklyn with all that fat contract. You're right. Second season, they bring in P.J. Tucker to try to help Damari Carroll. Doesn't work. It's a sweep. Okay, last season, they used the rookie out of Indiana, O.G. Anunoby. Tries hard, right? And It doesn't happen. Okay, there are only a few players. To me, the ultimate question when you play a LeBron James-led team in the playoffs, fundamental question is, do you have the player or players who has the ability to slow them down in a seven-game series enough to give your team a chance to win?
Yeah.
The ultimate irony to me is this. Kawhi Leonard is one of those few players in the league who has shown the ability
right.
to do that in a seven-game series. They acquire him now, and LeBron's a Laker.
Exactly.
That's
well,
the ultimate irony.
Maybe they have bigger sites.
Sure.
Ahead.
And not that
but
that doesn't hurt you that you
right.
have Kawhi Leonard, but that's the one thing they couldn't
right,
do. They
right,
had everything
right.
else. They're winning 60 games. They have all this outside, you know, outside cheating right. last season and everything
had
else.
Had they had him last year.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly.
It wouldn't have been as sweet. One would think. But
right.
but who knows?
Yeah.
So now
the key is keeping him. And
right. That's the new question.
Can you do it? And look, people who have traveled, guys, when you travel – even the players have to go through that rigmarole getting in and out of Canada. And
do you
it's
think that
a
real,
pain in the arse.
Come on. Do you think that really affects whether a player will
yes,
play in Canada? You do.
Absolutely.
What, customs?
Ask Tony. If you ever get a chance to talk to Anthony Parker,
okay.
I mean, he will tell you
yeah.
that those guys, it's the rigmarole. Not just, again, think not just them. Every time their buddies and their boys and their family
yeah.
want to come up there, they have to go through all that rigmarole. It's a pain.
So when you're deciding where you're going to play, you're telling me the NBA players are saying, you know what, customs is kind of a pain. I'm going to go play in Brooklyn. Instead.
I'm not saying.
I'm going to go play in Memphis instead of Toronto because it's hard to get through customs.
But you're saying the choice is between Toronto and Memphis.
That's,
and I'm saying for them the choice is between Toronto and the Clippers.
Yeah. Well,
so there or Toronto and, you know.
I just have a hard time believing if the fit's good in Toronto that you're not going because.
No, I think if the fit's good, you're going to go. But I think all things being equal. And Toronto's a fantastic city.
It is a fantastic city.
It's a fantastic city, but the cable sucks.
What?
And, I mean, there's so, you can't even watch your game on TNT.
You can watch a lot of hockey. You're telling me that's affecting the NBA landscape, that the cable's bad in Canada?
When Chris Bosh left Toronto, he said the cable sucks.
He did
and
say that.
And they hated him
yes,
for it.
Yes, he did say that. There's not enough value.
It's
yeah.
not – again, it's not the deciding factor, but when you throw in a lot of factors, Toronto – it has its
to your point, it has not been a huge landing spot for free agents.
It has not
over the last
and again for such a cosmopolitan city with
it's a great city. It's a wonderful road
city. It's an incredible city.
Yeah.
But you would think, again, for as much as it has to offer, that more guys might want to go there, but they don't.
Yeah.
They just don't.
Well,
they never do.
Kawhi Leonard has been sent there.
Yes.
He will be there for at least one season, one would think. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens from there. But to me, the Raptors, you want to talk about, by the way, over under on the Raptors. They won 59 games last season, over-under. Westgate Sportsbook in Las Vegas has them at 54.5.
Wow, that's, so you get Kawhi Leonard and you and
drop
they
off.
Predict you, yeah, five less wins.
You wonder if the – yeah, and remember, you know, they're not expecting the Cavs to win as many games as they did last year.
Right,
you wonder if
right.
it's because Boston and Philly are surging a little bit, but that's an interesting – some of these numbers are really interesting.
Yeah, that
some
is.
Some of the numbers – we're going to talk about it more in the second half of the show, but some of these over-under numbers compared to what they did last year and what people were thinking – I don't know.
I'll tell you what. After the break, if you'd like,
would
let's,
you like
let's look at
that?
A team whose over-under number went way up.
We're going to look at a couple of teams.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah, sounds great.
When we come back here on Cavs HQ.
As the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands at the lowest prices, which means a better selection of Tempur-Pedic and Serta Eye Comfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
Hey, Dexter, did you ever find that thingy you were looking for on Smart Mart?
Did I? I found that and a landscape lighting package with some sweet post lamps and all sorts of electrical services, appliance protection, and repair plans. You can also get your trees trimmed. There's a connected home plan with smart thermostats. Stats, electric vehicle chargers, and filters. Oh, do they have filters? There's air filters.
What Dexter's trying to say is that Smart Mart by First Energy has the products and services you need to simplify your life.
Pool filters, spa filters, so
shop now at smart-mart.com.
K&D proudly invites you to live at one of the seven most desirable addresses downtown. Residences at Hannah, 668, 1717, Leader, Reserve Square, and Stonebridge. Want to live downtown but aren't ready to downsize? Large spacious suites at Residences at Halley will be available for occupancy in the summer of 2018, offering well-designed kitchens, bathrooms, living spaces, and more. You deserve a K&D quality home. Check out everything K&D has to offer downtown and throughout Northeast Ohio at knd.com. Countertop Solutions, a family-owned and operated company, is your one-stop local shop when it comes to countertop replacement. As a Direct Buy showroom, they carry a large selection of laminate, solid surface, granite, and engineered stone countertops. Schedule your countertop replacement, and your kitchen can have that championship look again in just one day. Stop into one of their six showrooms in the Cleveland and Akron areas. Call 866-376-TOPS or visit countertopsolutions.org.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack, and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
As the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands at the lowest prices, which means a better selection of Tempur-Pedic and Serta Eye Comfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
Families on the Near East Side of Cleveland, go to Sterling Recreation Center on East 32nd Street for various programs, sports, and more. Now, for the first time in many years, they'll have a fresh space to enjoy. The Cavs in the City officially unveiled the refurbished court during a press conference hosted by Cavs and Arena host Ahmad, Cavs CEO Len Komorowski, and Mayor Frank Jackson as they addressed the crowd, and they were joined by several Cavs legends and team president Nick Barlage. Sterling is the third of 24 recreation centers and high school basketball courts that the Cavs have committed to refurbish in partnership with the City of Cleveland. Cavaliers in the Community is brought to you by Discount Drug Mart. We'll be right back with more of Cavs HQ right after this.
We welcome you back to the second half hour of Cavs HQ. Great to have you aboard on this Sunday night. Joe Gabriel, John Michael, as we continue, Joseph, we're talking about a little bit the free agency moves in the first half of the show. We promised our folks who are fans of, let's say, the state of Nevada, that we'd take a peek at some of the over-unders that have just came out about a week ago. And the Westgate Sportsbook in Las Vegas has come out. For those who aren't as familiar, they come out with totals. Mm-hmm. And one who is in Las Vegas, or now a couple of the other states, New Jersey or whatnot, can wager on whether the team will win that amount of games or not. We are telling you now, this is for entertainment purposes only. And anyone following our advice on any of this, crazy, is not smart.
No.
We're not advising.
Inadvisable.
Yes, we're not advising you to do that. We're simply saying these are the numbers, and here's what's going on. At the top of the list, all right, in the West is the Warriors at 62.5. That's the over-under. They won 58 last season. We talked a little bit about this, too. The Rockets have dropped. They won 65 games last season. They're down to 54.5.
That's a big drop.
You like over or under on the Rockets this year?
Over.
You do?
Yeah, I still like over.
Despite the losses of Ariza and Bahamute.
Yeah, I think that's going to hurt them most in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I think regular season they'll go ahead and probably win that many games.
You know what's interesting?
That's such a big drop. If it had been 61 or 59.5, I'd probably have to change. But
right. Let's, for purposes of illustration, let's go down to the bottom of the heap in the Western Conference.
Yes.
Okay, the Dallas Mavericks last season won 24 games. Okay, they, of course, pick up Luka Doncic as
DeAndre Jordan. I mean, again, one
DeAndre
of the best.
DeAndre Jordan, Luka Doncic, a lot of people thinking that this team is ready to gain some traction in the NBA, in the Western Conference. Their number has gone from 24 wins last season. Their over-under is 34.5. Like it or not. Again, here's why I say this, Joe. All right, let's look up and down the list of the Western Conference. Warriors, Rockets, Thunder, Jazz, Pelicans, Nuggets, Spurs, Blazers. That's before we talk about the Lakers and the Clippers.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, that team's better, but they're still playing these giants up and down in the West. I mean, there's a ton of good teams. There are going to be some good teams on the outside looking in. Do the Dallas Mavericks win 34.5 games this upcoming year?
You know, I'm going to have to say no. And for that exact reason,
right?
That it's just, man, you talk about a murderer's row. I mean, it's every night. You do not get a night off in the West.
Yep.
Maybe if you're rolling to Sacramento, but even then, they're getting a little better. Mm-hmm. But again, you don't have an easy night in the Western Conference any night. And there are certain teams that are going to find that out, and certain players that have made the move out West, they're going to find that out. that it's going to, you know, it's going to be tough sledding every night. And as much as I love, you know, again, DeAndre Jordan, they're going to want to play well for Dirk. Mm-hmm. Doncic, I'm really kind of excited to see him.
Tough sledding, man. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I don't think he win 10, 11.
Because I'm looking for what else besides DeAndre Jordan and Luka Doncic on Dallas, and there's not much else.
Another big team that dropped off in the West. We'll get to the East as we roll along here. We mentioned the Rockets, 65 wins last season. They're at 54.5. The Portland Trail Blazers last year, they were the 3 seed in the Western Conference. Haven't lost much. Davis is gone, but it's a team that has not lost much. It's virtually the same bunch. 49 wins last season. Vegas has them missing the playoffs, over-under being 41.5. And remember, folks, 500 in the NBA is 41-41. So they are. Vegas is banking that the Blazers are either going to be 500 or worse next season. You like the Blazers or not?
As much as I love the Blazers, and they're like they're again, I talk about it, my team crushed. I've always loved them. I'm with Vegas on this. I see them
under.
Yeah, I see them making a drop.
Why? It's the same team.
What do they have at forward? Name a frontline player.
I mean, after the loss of LaMarcus Aldridge, there isn't a ton. I mean, they have done – the fact the Blazers – you want to talk about what Terry Stotts and that group has done out
An
there.
Excellent head coach
of the Blazers.
Yes.
I mean, fantastic work. Yeah. I mean, that team was third in the Western Conference, in the ultra-tough Western Conference during the regular season.
And they won 13 in a row at one point and were, you know, looked tremendous.
Yeah. Now they got blasted out of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I think it speaks volumes for what they did. But, yeah, how interesting would Vegas has them if they go 500, you're under.
I always, especially when I break down the schedule, I look at team by team. There are almost teams that mirror each other in each conference sometimes, and I always look at the Blazers and the Wizards as mirror teams.
That's interesting.
In that both teams have the best starting backcourts and not much else. And they rely on that every year, and they can't seem to build off that. Mm-hmm. They have these two players or this certain aspect and can't build around it. I remember when the Dolphins used to have Dan Marino. They never had a running game. They never had a defense. The Wizards and the Blazers can't parlay these great backcourts into sustained success.
All right, we're not done with the West yet, but let's bounce over to the East because you mentioned that. All right, the Wizards won 43 games last season. This year, Vegas has them at 44.5. That's the over-under. Now, remember, Marcin Gortat is gone, and the Dwight Howard saga, we used saga in the first half of the show, the Dwight Howard saga continues. He is a Wizard. They believe that he will provide some inside force where Gortat maybe had some deficiencies. Not much of a rim protector was Gortat. Right. Does Dwight Howard move the needle? Do the Wizards win more than 44.5 this year?
No. No, I don't. They're mirror.
No, they don't, John.
Well, they're mirror images. Like
you have to vote
like
the same
the
way.
Miami Heat and the Utah Jazz are mirror images of each other in the weirdest possible way, but they are. They're both Hermit Kingdom teams. They don't care what the league thinks about them or anything. They're going to do their thing. They don't care.
So the Wizards will win less in
less
your opinion,
than 44, yeah.
Than fewer than 44.5 games this season. How about the Suns? The Suns last year won a mere 21 games. This year, Vegas has them at 28.5. Now, of course, we know about Devin Booker signed the big contract. He is a whale of a young basketball player. DeAndre Ayton, the number one overall draft pick. People are high on him. Are the Suns 8 wins better than they were last season?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes, they are.
Same reasoning as the Mavs for me. How do they win 7 more games than last year?
A guy that, you know, Josh Jackson averaged, I think, almost 22 points the last month of the season.
Yeah.
That's something.
It's a good point.
That is something. I mean, now all of a sudden you have two frontline players that you can build on, and I know they're super young. Booker can really fill it up. I'm gonna go. You know what? I want them to win more, so maybe I'm going with my.
How is every game not going to be 120 to 110 out there?
I hope it is.
Who's going to stop anybody? I mean,
I want Phoenix to be good again. Don't you?
Yeah,
because they're fun. When Phoenix is fun, the league is fun.
It's fun talking about teams that can't stop anybody. Chicago checks in as we bounce back to the East. 27.5. Vegas has the Bulls at 27.5 wins this season. Last year they won 27. are they any better? Are they have Lowry Markkanen, and of course, Wendell Carter. People are high on him. Yeah. They signed Chris Dunn. They're getting healthy and everything. Or, excuse me, Zach LaVine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I beg your pardon. They have Chris Dunn on that roster. But again, you want to talk about a team where the Bulls, remember the Bulls and the Cavs typically would play games that are 90-85 for years.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bulls ain't playing 90-85
no.
games with anybody.
No.
With anybody. They're playing 108 games now because I don't know who's stopping anybody.
No.
Maybe other than Wendell Carter on that team.
The Bulls are going to be kind of fun to watch, which I normally, you know, post-Jordan, they have not been fun. But you know what? They have something brewing in Chicago.
That's you the like way I'm like,
yeah, I like what they – I'm not going to say they're going to win 40 games this year. They'll probably be right around where they are. I like what they have going. I like what they have brewing there. I do.
Defensively, what –
First of all, I like Wendell Carter a lot.
I do, too.
I like Lauri Markkanen a lot.
I do, too.
He put it on the Cavs a couple times last year.
I agree.
So I like both of them. I'm not totally sold on Chris Dunn. I like Zach LaVine. I don't love him. Mm-hmm. But I think that they're better, and I like what they're doing on their front line. I'm a guy, I always talk about X-ing positions out.
Mm-hmm.
You have five guys on your team, or basically five starters. Can you draw an X over how many positions? We have Wendell Carter filled. We have Lauri Markkanen filled. We have Zach LaVine filled. That's 3 out of 5.
Starting positions.
I'm saying when you have that, they're starting. They're starting over in a lot of ways. If you're going to start over, Xing out positions is the way to start.
Interesting. We're going to have more over-under when we come back. We're going to look at the top of the East, Celtics and Sixers and Raptors, of course, among those teams. We'll even take a peek at one of the highest risers in the West, the Lakers. See what you think about them when we come back right here on Cavs HQ.
As the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands at the lowest prices, which means a better selection of Tempur-Pedic and Serta Eye Comfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
Driving to Cincinnati and back is not a practical use of time. Ultimate Air Shuttle is the answer. Fly out of downtown Cleveland's Burke Lakefront Airport, park for free, relax in a private lounge, and then walk onto a luxury 30-seat plane. Arriving in Cincinnati in only 45 minutes. One price includes flight, tax, baggage, snack and beverage service. The way flying should be. Visit ultimateairshuttle.com for complete details and schedules. VIP travel for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
If you're a Clevelander like me, Jimmy Hanlon, then you know how many great eateries there are. But I bet you don't know who has the best fried chicken sandwich in the land, the Rustic Grill. The crispy, juicy chicken coated in buttermilk delivers just a hint of spice, cooled and contrasted perfectly by the house-made coleslaw and pickles topping it off. Finish it with bacon and cheddar, all housed between a buttery toasted bun, and you will have every foodie's ultimate sandwich. Swing by the Rustic Grill at Stonewater on Wood Club Drive in Highland Heights. Who knows? I might just see you there.
It's time for some basketball at the game, on TV, even online. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available, including all your basketball favorites, so you can see every shot, assist, and block in high definition. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Spectrum TV app, so you can watch a game in any room on multiple devices. Spectrum TV, it's the ultimate slam dunk. Call 844-352-2999 and get Spectrum now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As the leading mattress retailer, Levin Mattress has all the top name brands at the lowest prices, which means a better selection of Tempur-Pedic and Serta Eye Comfort with no interest financing. Shop our freestanding mattress stores or inside every Levin Furniture showroom.
We welcome you back to Cavs HQ. We're talking about some of the overs and unders in terms of win totals that the Westgate Sportsbook in Las Vegas came out with. About a week ago, John Michael alongside Joe Gabriel, and we were talking about some of the highest risers in the West in terms of Vegas expecting to win more games than they did last season. Vegas expects the Mavs to win over 10 games more than they did last season. Warriors, one of those risers. The Lakers last year, won 35 games. Vegas has the Lakers over under this season at 48 and a half wins. Team that won 35 games last season. We are aware of the changes in the Laker roster this year, along with some more recent ones, which include Rajon Rondo, which include Lance Stephenson, which include Michael Beasley, which have left some people shaking their heads. Do the Lakers.
Don't forget lifetime Shaq and a Fool winner.
JaVale McGee.
Exactly.
Yeah. 48 and a half wins. That seems like a bit of a tall order. How about Luke Walton, by the way, before we talk about over and under?
Well, we all love Luke Walton, by the way.
Yeah, we do. Former Cavalier, spent some time here, loved him during his time. It was the tail end of his career.
Yeah.
But he has that bushy mop up top. How much of that will remain? That's going to be the real over-under once the season ends. But, gee, Louise, that's some interest. And then they have the young pieces, Kuzma and Ball and everybody else. Yeah. But interesting mix out in L.A. this year.
Yeah, it is. It really, you know, there's been that debate where do you surround LeBron with shooters or do you surround him with, as they have chosen to do, tough-minded players. That's kind of their thing. How it's going to work out, I don't know. I don't see them winning. Was it 49
48
games?
48.5.
That's
a pretty high number.
That's a huge jump.
And, I think so too.
You know, and nobody knows better than us that LeBron James covers up a lot of warts and a lot of problems. You know, he's he could really kind of gloss over those things. But man, it's a mishmash roster.
Yeah,
I don't know how it fits together. You know.
In a conference that is
and
ain't easy to play in,
right? And it's not like you can build the do plane repairs while you're flying. You know, now you're facing these teams every night, and you know, you talk about having a target on your back. First of all, you're the Lakers, so you already have that. Now you have LeBron, so they're going to get teams. And they're going to get Western Conference teams best every night. Yeah.
And they're going to be on national TV a lot.
Yeah.
That's another, you know, when you're talking about opponents getting up for games, they're
going
to be on national TV more than any other team
in
the NBA. No surprise there. And that's, I think, 48 and a half is way high. Getting a little Vegas-y, Joe, I think that some of these sports books are playing on the fact that people want to take the Lakers. People want to see the Lakers
that's a
get
great
better.
Point.
And
that's
they
an
tend,
point.
Because of that, those lines move. You know, the teams that are big favorites. Notre Dame's a perfect example. They know that people want to take Notre Dame because they're either really popular or really not. And those lines sometimes aren't officially moved in favor of the public, you know? And I think, to me, this is one of those where I think 48 and a half is real high because they're banking on a lot of people saying, yeah, the Lakers are going to be much better, and let's put our money on the Lakers to win over 48 and a half.
Yeah, and I mean, I think – any LeBron team, I think you got to start around 50. Yeah, I mean, that's right around the number where, you know, you're going to start because you got to figure the guy is worth, you know, 50 wins a year, you know.
That's interesting.
That's just kind of a common, you know, if you ask anybody, no matter what team he went to, if you say how many games will a LeBron James team win, I think the baseline is 50. That's where you start, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if they'll do it.
Yeah, I don't think they will. I don't know if that's the baseline for this team. This bunch?
Well, I'm just saying if he goes.
Generally speaking, LeBron's going to win 50 games a year.
Yeah. Right. And I still think, you know, I think he'll be close.
Yeah.
He will be close. We'll see. He's just, you know.
Let's look at the last eight seasons of his career, though.
Yeah.
He does not have anywhere near the talent that he's had over the last eight seasons.
No, but.
I mean, you can pencil him in for 50, but, you know, last 10 seasons, whatever.
Yeah.
However, you can even stretch back to the end of his first run here. I don't know. I mean, that would be.
I mean, I'm curious how it's all going to unfold. I'm curious how the drama.
So is everybody.
Right.
Else.
Right. And you know, I always I use this expression a lot for the young guys in the playoffs. Altitude, in that they haven't been. You know, the higher you climb that altitude, that air gets thin.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of these young guys, it's too thin. You know, you look at a young kid like Jordan Clarkson in the playoffs last year. Again, once you get to this. Things get a little tighter and the drama gets a little higher. How are these young guys? And it's already dramatic out there, especially with Lonzo
Mr. Ball
and Mr. Ball. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the drama's already ramped up. We know how this pressure can be, and the pressure, you know, see how these young guys react to it.
And there are some who think that the Lakers are going to be on the outside looking in. That's if they make it. If they get there.
And I think a couple of days ago, I forgot what NBA expert said that you crunch the numbers, the Lakers are not looking like.
In no way they're going to be better than 7 or 8, which means they're going to run into either Houston or the Warriors.
Yeah.
More,
and again, teams that were already good last year have really improved themselves.
Yeah.
Denver, Utah. I'm just saying, the teams have now made a step up, too.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, quickly, let's go to the East. We're going to go right off the top. You ready?
Yeah.
Raptors last year. Oh, we talked about them a little bit, but let's revisit it. They won 59 games last year. This year, will they win more than 54.5?
Yes.
Kawhi Leonard,
yes,
on the ball,
yes,
club.
Yes, they didn't lose enough. You know, you had Kawhi, and they didn't lose enough off that bench. Pirtle is a nice player.
That's for sure.
But
they still have all the other guys.
Exactly.
They have Van Vliet. They have Siakam. They have the, you know, the baseline guys who have been there, C.J. Miles and everything else.
Yeah.
I think at least – I think they're better.
I agree. And if he's healthy
– That's the why. I was just about to say that. That's the why. That's why that one is so difficult to take.
Right.
How many games did he get to play?
Right.
Played nine last year.
That's what I'm going to say. He could play 13 games. He could play 82.
Right.
Who knows? That's the variable.
Yeah. You'd hope the attitude also is good. And, again, we don't know what, you know, Kawhi thinks about the situation. But that, to me, that's the hardest one to pick because there are so many variable factors in there. Celtics won 55 last year. Vegas has them at 57.5. Healthy Kyrie Irving, healthy Gordon Hayward. Like them to win 57 or 58?
I do.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, they're well coached, they're talented. I mean, it's hard to, as much as I'd love to knock them because I hate the Celtics.
don't hold anything back. just let it rip.
No, I just always have. They're too good. They really should be.
Do you buy into they had something nice last year, but now you throw these two alphas in there, it's not going to work?
I think on a team with a lesser coach, maybe, but I think
that guy's
slick. Yeah, he'll make it happen.
Do you think that the likes of Tatum and Brown and Rozier happily take back seats now and play much fewer minutes than they played last season?
No, but I think that that's a good thing as well. I mean, now you have guys fighting for who's the alpha dog. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, you know, anybody who watched Terry Rozier last year in the playoffs, does that guy look like he's going to let Kyrie come back in and have an easy time?
Yeah. You know, and that's,
he's going to fight that kid tooth and nail every day in practice. It's going to make everybody better. I hate to say it, but it will.
We've seen that happen with Kyrie right about 20 feet from where we are right now at Cleveland Clinic course with Matt Dellavedova pushing him each and every practice.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he made him a better player.
He made him a better
player. There's no question.
Yeah.
We saw it before our own eyes. All right, quickly, Sixers won 52 games last year. Vegas has them at 54.5. I never know what to think about this team. I never know what to think about these guys. Again, you hear Zaire Smith got hurt.
Yeah.
Again, the curse continues. Their first-round pick continues to get hurt every single year. But a couple of those first-round picks, Joel Embiid, he stayed healthy last season. That was a big, big, big question mark. Could he play a whole season? Ben Simmons, we know what he can do. Still, of course, working on his shot. But he's, you know, could be a triple-double machine. And now reports are that Markel Fultz no longer has the yips on his shot. And he's going to be ready to go after he dealt with the shoulder issues and, reportedly the mental issues with his shot and everything else. Do the Philadelphia 76ers win 54.5 games this season?
I don't think so.
Me neither.
There is something real about a sophomore slump, and I know that's not technically the case, but I think I could see they hit a little – they maybe got a little close to the sun. I could see a little Icarus action here where I think that they flew a little too high in their first go-around, and I think that they're gonna take a little step back. Not that they're not built for the long haul. They are. I think they're going to take a step back.
Quickly before we break, a couple interesting ones. Pacers won 48 games last year, 47.5. Over or under? They picked up Tyreek Evans, picked up Doug McDermott.
Over.
You believe in that?
Absolutely.
You don't think it was a flash in the pan?
No. I mean, the addition of Tyreek Evans is maybe the most underrated free agent acquisition of the offseason.
He's tough. The Vegas expects the Clippers to fall off. They won 42 games last year. Vegas has them at 35.5. Over or under?
If the Clippers could take this whole year off and just not play any games and just get ready for the free agent class of next year, they probably would.
We're going to step away and be back to wrap things up right after this here on Cavs HQ. We are back to wrap things up here on Cavs HQ. So, Gabriel, I enjoyed the over-under discussion here in the second half of the show.
It's always fun, and it's like stupid pet tricks. Please, no wagering.
In case you're wondering, the Westgate Sportsbook in Vegas has the Cavaliers over-under at 30.5 this season. Only 6 weeks until the start of the preseason, October 2nd in Boston, 4 preseason games. Then we get it going for real about 2 months from now, October 17th, north of the border in Toronto, and off we go, Joseph.
Yeah, I mean, then we're rolling, and I'm just curious to see what we're going to be
this
year.
What this will look like.
What will this look like?
Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out, like I said, in 6 weeks. The home opener, by the way, October 21st, that is at 6 o'clock as the Cavaliers host the Atlanta Hawks. For Joe Gabriel, I'm John Michael. Thanks for joining us right here on Cavs HQ.